it's time to listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday the 18th of February 2017. Island Life is Waiheke Radio's weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues. The show's brought to you with the support of the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Oneroa. On Saturday the 18th of February, John Armistead joined the Island Life team and he talked to Linda Savage, Kim Whitaker and Richard Ball from Funny Bones about their production of Dracula. He spoke with Desiree McKee about the upcoming Onitangi Beach Races and he was joined by Raymond Waru from the Waiheke Playwrights Festival.
All right, the Beatles there with Get Back. The joy of doing a radio show, you're sitting there lost in the Beatles and Get Back, and then and there's a certain glamour to it, and then you get a text message from your wife asking you to bring some worming tablets home for the cat. How fantastic is that? So I've got with me in the studio the team from the Funny Bones, who are putting on a performance of Dracula. Well, you can tell me all about it. I was going to say presently, but I don't know. It's not for me to say. So I guess... Who wants to talk first? Richard?
Good morning.
Hi, Richard.
Morning.
How are you? Richard Ball.
Hi. So we've got Dracula coming up. Opens on the 16th of March. It's a Funny Bones production, which means it's all been written within our group. So we have a homegrown, fully written and directed and acted play. And it's a full-length comedy of Dracula. And we are knee-deep in rehearsals at the moment.
How long have you been writing that for?
It took about 6 months to get a full draft together, to be honest, because it was it started life as a small half-hour radio product that we performed 18 months ago. And then some people said, "Oh, that'd make a really good play." So I gave it a whirl, and 6 months later, we had a script that we could read, and everyone gave it the thumbs up. So here we are putting it on.
Fantastic. So we've also got Linda and Kim and Emma in the studio as well, who are all part of the...
Dracula, please.
And Dracula, yeah. She's in character already. Yeah,
I should really... It's a he, darling, it's a he.
I did say that.
I thought you said she.
No, it's just the accent.
Yeah. Oh, is it that northern accent?
It is that, yeah.
Don't try your northern on
I don't notice you have an accent at all.
He's very scary as Dracula. He makes Emma go all goosebumpy.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
How long have you felt like that?
How long have I felt like that about Kim? Yeah. Many years. Count to Dracula.
And Lucy, you have a beautiful neck.
We're having a few issues in rehearsals at the moment where Count Dracula has to kiss my neck.
Right.
And when anybody kisses my neck, I go a little bit and
I thought you were going to say you got a rash.
No, not a rash as such. Sorry. Goosebumps, yes. Yeah. Yes, so yeah. I'm working on getting over that feeling I have for Count Dracula. It's quite hard for Lucy and myself as a performer to... But, I'm really trying to stretch myself in this role and get over my neck issues.
All right, good.
Stretch your neck for you. If it's a lock, it'll only be a bite.
Oh, so
isn't
lucky.
He scary?
He's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Hey, how long have you been out here, Count?
In here in Waiheke? Yeah. Not so long, but I'm just having a few bites at one or two of your eateries.
You won't get chips on some of these wineries, though. Too posh.
It's very nice. It's a lovely place. I like your red wine.
Ooh.
He's looking at me when he says that, and I'm feeling very scared.
So how long is the duration of the play? What's the...
Do you mean the season?
No, if I'm going to go down, how long do I need my babysitter?
I would say just about an hour and 15, maybe?
Probably an hour and 15, hour and a half.
Not longer than that.
Yeah, and when does it start, and how long is it running for? And
March the 16th, and we're on, what nights exactly are we on, Bully?
So the March 16th is a Thursday, and we're doing that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then a Sunday matinee. And then the following week, It's the Thursday, Friday and Saturday evenings. So we finish on the 25th.
Yep, and tickets are available from Artworks website now, so you can just log on and purchase the tickets. It's a really easy system, actually.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Also, Artworks are opening up during the day as well with a box office, so just look on their website or something and you'll know when they're open.
Yeah, I think it's Monday and Fridays they're doing a box office between certain hours for those people that aren't online, because there are quite a few people on Waiheke that still... prefer to actually go and purchase the tickets, which is absolutely fair enough. So, so I think Artworks have recognised that that was something that was missing, and they're doing that now, which is great for Dracula, because Funny Bones tends to have a really great range of audiences of people that come to see it. We have some youngsters that come to see the shows, but equally we have right through the population. So we have our OAPs that come and love the shows, and we've got some matinees on. Particularly aimed at the one matinee on. That's right, we have one matinee. Right. The director's shouting across the thing, miming, one, just one matinee.
So they're all going to be at the Artworks? You're not going to be moving it over for a night out down at Rocky Bay or
anywhere else?
We're
not touring yet, are we?
No, not touring, no. There is some technical...
wizardry
is a good word. Yeah, technical wizardry that we'll be attempting to do, which means that we sort of have to keep it in one place.
Okay.
So,
because the graves are already dug.
The graves are already dug. We don't want to
get blood all over the beautiful Rocky Bay.
And the stonework we've got for Castle Dracula has already been installed in the theatre, so it's difficult to move stonework.
Well, sounds good. So 16th of March for 7 nights, not consecutive, but
two weekends.
Sounds great. And obviously you're doing a matinee, that'll be so it's not adults only event, it's anyone can rock up. Or are there,
no,
are
it's
there
a
com-
it's
of-
a comedy comedy version, and it's not too scary for children. I'd say maybe, what age would you think?
10 or 12?
Yeah, I'd say from 10, upwards. Yeah. Or if you've got a very mature 8 or 9-year-old.
You've got a very mature 3-year-old.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Theo could come at 5.
Well, he will be coming to check the work and see if he approves.
Dracula, get off my mummy!
His mother's neck are being bitter.
I know. And we won't reveal any more of the plot. That's not suitable for a 5-year-old to see his mother. But we'll talk about that offline.
Just one final question I'd like to ask the Count. Is, how did you come on the ferry, or were you able to fly in...
Please don't ask personal questions if you value your carotid, sir.
All right, sorry. All right, well, thanks to you guys for coming in. It's Emma, Kim, Linda, and
Richard.
I've got it written down here, Richard, and then I kind of, it's written down. You told me earlier, and then
it's those worming tablets. You've got that on the mind.
I do have those worming tablets on my mind.
The second bite.
All right,
thanks,
lovely.
Thanks.
Have a great day and a lovely weekend. Welcome back to Waiheke Radio, Island Life. Sorry, I've still got lots of guests in the room. We're still chatting away. Not you. I don't mind. I mean, it's all adds to the sense of community, I think. I'm into it. It's kind of like being at a party and you chat to someone, but there's a conversation going on over there. It's great. I'm into it. I'm really into it. I'm not... Yeah. All good. Stay in here. So one thing that I would like to address is I have the golf news in my hand here, and I don't know whether you've seen the letter from Fuller's stating that what they've been doing and thanking us all for our patience. I don't really think it's Fuller's fault that I missed the boat the other night and ended up having to stay in a backpacker's on the last bed available in a backpacker's and got my back bitten quite badly by a... I don't know what it was, but didn't feel too... So they're saying that that the summer brought a record number of visitors to the island and they'd faced lots of difficulties. Meeting the half-hour timetable has been a big challenge for them because of the increased workload and passengers. And they're saying that they acknowledge our frustration about queues and timetable delays and that the affected normal service, our frustrations with that, and they're apologising sincerely. And I think we've got to take that, really. So they say, well, what are we doing? The silver lining is that the busy season has served as an excellent learning opportunity and basis for implementing the most effective improvements. They do still want to hear feedback, take it very seriously. And they're actively working on new solutions to handle the demand. They want to take this opportunity to update you that they're going to be having more efficient vessel scheduling. They're going to commit 5 vessels to the Waiheke schedule by making big changes to the vessel movement sequence, which will allow more time for the unloading and loading of passengers. There's going to be 2 new ferries. They've chartered an additional 400 passenger vessel from Australia, which is due this month. And they are building a new boat, which is arriving in June. Gee, they must be making a lot of money. Superflight repairs. Though Superflight is still out of commission due to a double engine failure, with continuing repairs, they've located and air freighted an engine from Germany. But on receiving it, our engineers found that a critical component between the engine and the gearbox was unsatisfactory. The part will be custom built in Europe, and we're unwilling to compromise on safety and quality, and good for them. Finally, express boarding. After a successful trial period, feedback is largely positive. We'll continue to make improvements to express boarding and queue process as the schedule is needed. So really good that Fuller's have made that notice. I think hopefully that might stop a lot of concerns that people are having about the service, because we all do rely on it so heavily, or most others, some more than others. Cracking on with the show. I've just been joined by Desiree Keown. We're going to have a little chat here about the Onatanggi races. Now, I'm not sure which microphone you're on, Desiree, so I'm just going to turn them all up. Hello.
Glad for sound.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. Thanks for coming up to the station. So, the Onatanggi races. I'm sure I read somewhere that this is the 100th anniversary of the first running of the races. Is that right? Have I got that wrong?
Actually, I think it's longer than that. It's sort of had an interrupted history, but it actually started back in the 1880s,
wow,
believe it or not.
Wow. Yeah. So what, 130
Yeah,
years?
It's been run on and off, and you know, it's had a fairly checkered history, but Rotary Waiheke reinstated it back in the 1980s, and it's run continuously since then. So,
right.
You know, you might argue that it's probably 100 years of actual racing, but there's been interruptions during that period.
I guess for the wars and stuff like that. So what can we expect this year? Anything, is it largely the same as last year, or have we got anything new coming along?
We added a lot of new events last year, and we're certainly bringing back, because it was so much fun, the Uniformed Services Challenge, and that was a hoot. Police won that and will be coming back to defend their title this year, right. And there's been a large amount of trash talking going on among the Uniformed Services, so Coast Guard and St John's and the Fire Service and police all take on each other in an obstacle race, which involves them using a particular skill from each of those 4 things. So they start off handcuffed,
right,
and then they have to, or one of them's handcuffed, and they sort of run a bit like penguins, have to run up and get unhandcuffed, and then they have to put on bandages and run out fire hoses and all sorts of things. So that's the last race on the card, about quarter past 3, but really fun.
So just to clarify, the fire people will also have to, so there's an element of each profession that each profession's going to have to do.
All of them have to do everything. So what it doesn't advantage any particular one, because they all have to do 4 things,
right,
that use a particular skill. They have to put on an inflatable life vest the
right.
Coast Guard have given, and blow it up by using the mouthpiece.
Right.
And so that's a kind of a bit of a test if you've just run, to then find some puff to blow that up.
So they've been practicing, have they? Do you know?
Oh, I doubt it.
I'll tell you what, my money's on the fire brigade, because those hoses are pretty tricky to roll out, I believe.
They are, but I have to say the police are pretty speedy, so it's obviously all those running after criminals, but they seem to be pretty speedy in their speedos, I might add.
Oh, so. Steady on. I've seen the police down the gym, so I know that they're pretty fit. There's one policeman, I think it's Officer Dean. This man's a machine at the gym.
Oh, well, they're all pretty fit, so they'll be a formidable team to beat. But there's so much more going on besides that. That's the last race, but it starts off, we've got, of course, we're very lucky for Sea Legs, who is our major sponsor, and puts a huge cash injection, which makes it possible. And there's a couple of Sea Legs amphibious races, which are in the middle of the day. We have horse racing, which you can bet on if you buy a tote pack.
Oh, right, cool.
And if you also buy a tote pack, you can go in the draw to win $500 by filling out a survey and bringing it back to the tote tent. There's horse and cart racing, which we call kids' carts, which are the ponies and little carts. We've got segways racing and tractor racing, which is really fun as well. So there's always some stalwarts who turn out with their tractors, and that's quite fun too. Last year, the Stig made a surprise appearance.
Oh, right. Oh, wow. You've got all the big guns, eh?
Yeah, yeah. No, so that's great. And then we've got a race day market, so there's lots of stall holders along selling everything, you know, from coffee, of course, and beautiful artisan jewellery to produce to artworks to all sorts of things.
Nice.
Which is great. So that keeps people entertained. And then, of course, we've got lots of kids' activities from 10 o'clock.
Well, that was my next question. What have we got for kids?
We will have the sand sculpture competition, sandcastle competition.
What time does that get underway?
About 10:30, I believe. And there's a big dig as well where they can dig up for prizes and things in the sand. And there is a tug of war as which I think is more for the adults. But I think there's a kids' one as well. It seems to be a bit of a free-for-all. but lots of fun for everybody. So it's a great day because it's for the community. There's lots of community things, and it raises money for the community, more importantly.
So is there a website that listeners can go and find out a bit more about it if they missed anything?
Absolutely. There's everything you possibly want to know at www.onitangibeachraces.co.nz.
Okay.
And we've also got a Facebook page. And we also still have a few tickets left for the hospitality tent, and that's where you can sit in the shade and have a nice glass of lovely wine.
Right.
And you're right on the beachfront. We're going to have a winner's circle, so we'll be presenting all of the prizes right in front of the their tent, and that's also where the fashion in the field will be judged as well.
Can you be getting a lot of sort of day boat people? By that I mean people that come over on their boats from Auckland.
You do, yes. The bay's generally crowded with people watching. It's just a gorgeous day.
Yeah, I hope the weather's going to hold out.
Long term forecast is looking pretty good.
Oh, is it?
Though, would you trust a weather forecast?
Well, to be fair, they did say it was going to rain till Sunday, and it has done nothing but just has to rain, doesn't it? Just after I fill up my tank.
That is Murphy's Law.
Gosh. Anyway, so let's just recap briefly. Just give us the dates again.
Okay, it's next Sunday, 26th of Feb.
Yeah.
It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning with the race day market, and the kids' activities and the racing on the beach starts at 10:30.
Super. Well, thanks for coming up, Desiree. It's really, really good to have you up at the station. And, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be bringing the kids down. They're all geared up for the races themselves. So, yeah, cool. I'll take that. Yeah, this is the... one more question before you go. The Segway racing. They... going to be doing that on the beach?
Yes.
They race the Segways on the beach?
Yes, and really nicely, they've given four of those Segways to our race marshals so they can zoom up and down the beach. Being with health and safety, we have to be very sure that the beaches are clear and the racetrack's clear, and so they'll be zooming up and down on them all day.
Oh, I've always wanted to have a go on one of them.
So Andrew at Segway has done us a great deal, and he's supporting the races, which is fantastic.
Okay, good. Well, like I said, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming up, and we'll see you in a week. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John.
Have a good day, Desiree.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
All right, that was the Smiths there with Sheila Takerbow. I watched a documentary the other day about Morrissey. Pretty, pretty odd, that guy. But, I'd like to say he's lovely. Doesn't really come across like a nice guy. Very good songwriter, good lyricist. Very talented man. I guess maybe that's what... what happens, isn't it, when you're in the spotlight? You get corrupted. All right, I'm joined in the studio by Raymond Waru from the Waiheke Playwrights Festival. Hello, Raymond.
Good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm good. Let me just turn your microphone up there.
That'll help, yes. Hi. Hi to everyone.
Usually does. So, right, the Waiheke Playwrights Festival. I know that you've got something going on at Rocky Bay, because I've just mentioned it a moment ago in the context of Rocky Bay in general.
Yep.
Tell us a bit about it.
Well, the Waiheke Playwrights Festival has been going now for about 5 years.
Right.
And the intention behind it really was to provide a way for creative, weird, unusual local writers
yeah.
to have a way of telling their stories to local Waiheke people. So the Playwrights Festival is 100% pure Waiheke. It's all Waiheke writers, all Waiheke directors, and just about all Waiheke actors. So it's, you know, it's an interesting thing. It's become really popular over the years.
Yeah. So how many plays have we can we expect to see?
This year there will be 7 plays.
Wow.
That are played over about 2 hours. All the plays are really short.
Yeah.
They're only 10 minutes long, but there's a huge, weird, strange, unusual variety of plays. I mean, there's one play that I particularly like that's called Row Bottom, which is set in a kind of a retirement home
yeah.
with a very bossy boss. But it's also about labour-saving devices. And the play is called Row Bottom. Mm. So I'll let you work out what kind of labour-saving device this is and who's going to be the first one to try it.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Not for for the robot,
well,
of course. Well,
it's got a funny twist at the end, so you'll enjoy it.
Well, so, it's funny because I was talking about the glamour of radio earlier and the fact that my wife sent me a text message. So here I am soaking up the Marvin Gaye song that was playing in the glamour of radio, and then my wife sends me a text, can you pick up some worming tablets on your way home for the cat? So, you know.
It's real life.
It's real life. So what else have we got there? So I guess that's the one to watch.
Well,
surely
they're actually all ones to watch, really. I mean, the really interesting thing for me, I've only been on the island here for just over a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I got involved in the last festival just by answering an ad in the paper when they said they wanted a director. So I came along and I, you know, had a go.
Yeah.
But the thing that's interesting for me is that it just is kind of an explosion of really unusual Waiheke talent.
Yeah.
I mean, there are hugely different stories. I mean, this year there are 7 different stories. There's one about the First World War. This year will be the first time there'll be a Māori language play wow. in it, written by a local Māori singer called Manu Pratt. There's an interesting little story about fathers and daughters and kind of how social media and smartphones and things are kind of taking over our lives. Mm. So, I mean, this whole mix. There's also 2 kind of serious stories that have kind of funny twists at the end. Mm. One is set on the Waiheke Ferry, so it's something we all know. And there's another interesting play about what would happen if we can choose the day we die. Now, this might sound really serious, but it's handled in a really interesting way. And, you know, it just explores some really interesting issues. So there we go. There's also a really interesting play about rats.
Right.
A couple of scientists are examining a couple of rats, and the rats are kind of examining the scientists back. And who is the smarter of the pair? Well, you'll have to go and see the play to work that out.
So some of the plays are sort of 2 people. What's the general?
They are mostly, they're 2-3. Yeah. Some of them have slightly larger casts, but mostly it's 2 or 3 people.
Right.
In a short, little, concise, you know, little 10-minute play. And, I mean, that's what it is. It's about Waiheke having it. So, can I say the other thing to me that's really important about the festival is that it's really community-based. Mm. The festival actually doesn't perform in a single theatre. It goes out to all the little halls. And over the years, it's gone, must have performed in just about every hall on the island. This year, we've got 2 performances at Rocky Bay, 2 performances at Onitangi, and a final performance at Artworks. So, I mean, people really like, you know, the festival coming to them.
Yeah.
And they go to their local hall with their mates and they, you know, have a drink and a bit of a laugh, and it's a really good night out. And the other thing about the community focus for me is that all the profits go to community groups.
Yeah.
This year there are fundraisers for the 2 halls, for Rocky Bay Hall and for Onitangi Hall. There's a special fundraiser for the Steiner School, and 2 community groups, the Budgeting Service and the Suicide Intervention Group, will get any profits that are left over, and they'll be good. They'll get good donations,
yeah.
And those 2 are really important groups on the island.
Yeah.
So it's a really good way of, you know, coming along, having a bit of a laugh, and doing a good deed at the same time.
Yeah, that's good. That's so. And also, I just, one thing that sort of piques my interest is, would there at any stage sort of you'd take it over to Auckland, over to the mainland, maybe, or just to sort of show the rest of New Zealand what we've got here and how special the artistic community is here.
We haven't done that so far, but, I mean, over the years, individual plays have gone to be performed in New Zealand. Mm. At the last festival, a play was actually performed at an international festival of one-act plays. I think it was performed in Malaysia. So the plays actually do get picked up.
Wow.
There is a playwriting organisation in New Zealand, and they often take the plays. And so it's a good way for young writers, new writers, to get some exposure and, you know, to get as much help as we can and to be the voice of Waiheke.
Yeah. So you've, before you came over to Waiheke, you've been working in that sort of area?
No, my background was really television. I mean, I'd done a lot of theatre over the years at university, and I ran a theatre once, and my background was really doing stuff for television.
Right.
So it's really good, you know, getting back into dealing with actors and dealing with playwrights and just all that stuff about, you know, getting a light up on the roof and all that sort of thing.
Mm. So where can people get tickets from? How do we do that?
Bookings are actually open, so, I mean, it's worth getting in. Last year, we performed first at Piritahi Marae, and we had quite good bookings, but on the night, two nights we performed there, we had to find every chair we could just about find in Blackpool. There were so many extra people turned up, so it's worth actually making bookings. The bookings are at, the email booking is at GYO. GYO stands for Grow Your Own. If you can grow your own tomatoes, you can grow your own writers. So it's at GYO17 at Vodafone.co.nz. So GYO17 at Vodafone.co.nz. Or you can ring Sally Lubsden on 372 6211. So that's 372 6211, 6211 for bookings. Now, basically, you just make the booking over the phone, say how many seats you want, and you pay on the night.
Okay.
Or on the email, you just say how many you want, and you pay on the night.
Okay, so Sally Lumsden?
Sally Lumsden, you don't really need to know. Just ring her up and she'll be there.
All right, cool. And just one other thing is, so people who intend to go, who've got kids, maybe it's on in the evening, they have to put their kids to bed and they'll need a babysitter. How long are they going to need their babysitter for?
Usually it's about 2 hours.
Right.
So all the performances at Rocky Bay and Onitangi, so it starts next week.
Mm.
So it's the 24th and the 25th. So that's next Thursday and Friday, 24th, 25 February at Rocky Bay. That's at 7:30. And then the following week, again, Friday and Saturday on the 3rd and 4th of March. That's Friday, Saturday, 3rd and 4th of March. That's at Onitangi Hall, and that's at 7:30. And there's a final performance on Sunday, the 5th of March. It's a matinee at 4 p.m. at Artworks.
Right.
So the show takes about 2 hours.
Yeah.
So you'll want that babysitter for a couple of hours.
Yeah, oh, that's great. And it's just one final thing. Kid friendly, is it? If you've got older kids, can you bring them down?
Up and I mean, it's everybody friendly, really.
Fantastic.
Bring who you like.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for coming down, Raymond. It's been a pleasure to have a chat with you, and good luck with the festival. And I'm sure I'll see you down at Rocky Bay next week.
Thanks very much. We'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
Waiheke Radio.
All right, that there is Sister Sledge with "He's the Greatest Dancer." Should we have a look and see what we've got up on the Waiheke Adult Learning Centre for the next few weeks? I won't give you the whole trip, just because there's a lot of information here, but you can support your child's learning at school and home with a flash. And that is on Thursdays, 9 a.m. till 12:30. That goes for 6 weeks. That starts on the 23rd. Of February until the 30th of March. And it's free. That's the best thing. Italian. You want to learn a bit of Italian? You can do that with Michelle Choate, who is going to be presenting classes from the 2nd of March until the 6th of April. That costs $160. GIS mapping with Carola Cullum, Thursday 7 till 9 for 6 weeks, 2nd of March till the 6th of April, $60. How to discover how to use soft pastels with Kate Trinkle Leg. And that's Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. So you won't be able to listen to this show. And it's a one-day workshop anyway, so it's just the one Saturday, 4th of March, $75. You can learn computing for beginners with the station's very own Eladia Serin. That is Monday, 6:30 till 8:30, 6 weeks, 6th of March till the 10th of April. And again, Joy of Joys, there is no charge. It's free. Small Business Planning with Helen Oakes. That's Fridays, 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. for 3 weeks. And finally, Excel Basics with Rob Smith, Wednesdays, 6:30 till 8:30 for 4 weeks. That's $60. And yeah, that's some of the opportunities available to you on this fantastic island through the Adult Learning Centre, or the Waiheke Adult Learning Centre.
G'day, this is Dave Dobbin here. It's a beautiful day. You're on Waiheke Radio.
Linda's back. She wants to do a quick plug, and why not? That's what we're about. So, Linda, welcome back.
Hello, me again. I just want to plug, we're holding auditions on Saturday, the 25th of February, for The Dresser, which is an absolutely amazing, wonderful play. It was a film. The play's been nominated, was nominated for Olivier Awards. The film was nominated for Oscars. Brilliant, brilliant play. So if you're interested, come along to the auditions on Saturday, the 25th of February at Artworks Theatre. And God, I'm trying to remember the time of them. 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, I've just been told. If you're in doubt, call me on 372-3087. 3087. Thank you very much.
We're just, how many people are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for the right people. Right. So come along if you want to have some fun. Also, if you want to be involved with costumes or props or production managing or behind the scenes, give me a call or just come along and meet me at the auditions.
So the right people as opposed to people of the right.
Yeah. I mean, we don't,
Want any Nazis
left,
turning
right.
up.
There's no, you know, yeah.
It's Jack just, boots.
It's just, well, you know, it's getting the right person with the essence of the character.
Gotcha.
You know?
But how many roles are there? In the
There's seven, I think.
Oh, okay. So
there's seven roles,
So you've got a chance?
Everyone's
got
a chance. You've got a chance, definitely. You should come.
Oh, you know, maybe I will. When is it? 27th?
Saturday, the 25th of February. And I've been informed by Richard.
At 11 o'clock. All right.
Yeah, so do come along and I'd love to see you there.
February.
This is Waiheke Theatre Company's next production.
All right. What kind of commitment are we talking about?
Rehearsals will be starting in April and the show runs from June 22nd to July the 1st.
Okay, so only two or 3 weeks. How often do you rehearse?
3 times a week.
Okay, in the evening?
In the evening. Right. We can, there's nothing wrong with us doing days. If people are available during the days, some people, then, you know, maybe we can do that. We work around the cast.
Okay.
So rehearsals are worked around the cast.
All right.
All right.
I'll see if my wife will let me.
Aww. If she doesn't let you do this one, the next one is the Pin-Up Boys.
All right. Oh, sweet. I'll be...
which is fabulous too.
Just for the listeners' information, you can't see me. You don't want to. Think Quasimodo.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
All right. Thanks, Linda.
Bye.
It was lovely to see you.
And goodbye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Interviews from Island Life, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues. Every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.